I'm Paul Wegraff, Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me in the studio is the founder and current board member of the Young Actors Guild here in Delaware, Jennifer Meekins. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you. Hello.
So glad to have you here and to be doing a little bit of reading about the Young Actors Guild, a really exciting program available to our youth here in Delaware. Let's hear from you a little bit about its origins, what inspired you to get this going back in 2013, I believe, so it's about 5 years old.
Yes, we started in May of 2013 as a good idea and not much else, inspired probably like a lot of things by my son's interest in theater. He was probably about 11 when he got started in some local children's theater productions, and we found that being located in the Smyrna-Clayton area, that if we wanted that kind of opportunity for him, we had to either go to Middletown, where the Everett has a nice Vigors program there, or we had to go all the way down to Dover to the children's theater down there. Both really well-established, good programs, and he had a really nice experience with the Dover group, but there was such a demand that what we found was there were consistently more children wanting to participate than they could accommodate. And we started feeling like, shouldn't there be something in our community, too? Why would we be the gap in the state? So we started talking to, some parents started talking to each other and figuring out what we could do, and quickly got the support of both Providence Creek Academy in Clayton and the Smyrna Opera House. And so we were able to start very quickly with that dual partnership between those two organizations, that we were able to have both a rehearsal space and a performance space. And we got going, first started talking about it in May and launched our first auditions that August and performed our first show in November of that year at the Smyrna Opera House, Treasure Island. Hmm. And so it was such a welcome addition to the community that we had a really good response very quickly. Mm-hmm. And so we grew very fast and were able to keep the program going from there. And we've done two shows each school year since that time. So we just wrapped up our fifth season and we're into our sixth now. And we've also done a couple of summer camps and a couple of workshops and two script adaptation projects that we did as a little summer extra for some of our older participants, where we got a little group together over the summer and had the actors work on their own adaptation of material to turn to a play for the stage. So they adapted The Princess Bride.
Okay.
And they adapted Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, great, great.
For the stage, and then they were able to perform those. So that was those were two really exciting projects that they got very invested in.
Now, the Smyrna-Clayton area is one of those rapidly growing areas in the state. Have you seen that have an impact on the demand for your program?
I can't say for sure whether it's had an impact, because what we found, actually, is we end up drawing kids from Dover and Middletown as well.
Oh, interesting.
And it's nice to see that there's this network now. I feel like we are kind of bridging that gap between the shows that the kids have opportunity to participate in Middletown and the shows they can participate in Dover, but then there's also us. And so it creates another opportunity for kids who either can't fit into a play that's being done in one of the other groups, or they just have one other option of a play that they're like, they can be interested in. Saying, well, the Young Actors Guild is doing Mary Poppins, so we're really excited about that. So they, you know, kids from Dover who might want to do that play. So it just gives them another choice.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the area is really growing. it's just nice to be another aspect of the community to make it a worthwhile place for young families to move into.
Sure,
that this
sure.
resource is there.
Yeah. Now, how have you seen the program itself grow over the last 5 years?
Well, our first show, I guess it was Treasure Island, and we had about 17 participants.
Mm-hmm.
And from that time, we've grown to cast sizes in the 30s. Because one thing that is unique about our program, compared to some of the others in the area for children's theater, is that we do not do any cuts. And I know that can be a challenge, especially for groups that are really established and have 50, 60 kids showing up to audition. And we tend to pull in, like I said, somewhere in the 30s range
mm-hmm.
of people
mm-hmm.
who come out. And we have prided ourselves in being really creative in finding ways to incorporate everyone who comes out, because we feel strongly that if a child wants to participate in theater as their extracurricular activity, they shouldn't have to wonder whether they're going to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And so they may not get a big part each time. They may decide that they want to work on stage crew, because that's something else that we really promote with our kids is mm-hmm. we give them the opportunity to work in all areas of the production. So we have had young actors serve as stage managers, costume assistants, makeup assistants, student directors. We have a student director for every show that we do. We've had youth learn how to do lights and sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we've had the projects where they've worked on adapting scripts and things like that. So we've also found ways of working in new parts to our shows to really be creative and think outside the box, so that everyone gets to grow and
mm-hmm.
participate and not have to take the season off because they didn't get lucky enough to get cast.
Right, right. I mean, what I hear you describing is something that I think is so important to children's theater, and that is that the process of theater is just as important as the final product, engaging the students in a way that's meaningful for them and really a learning experience for them. Has that all along been part of the mission?
Yes, it has really been part of the mission. Yeah. Like I said, for me personally, when my son started getting involved in theater, it was because his father and I said, you know what, you're way too dramatic. You should take a theater class. He's like, I'm not sure. I'm like, well, yeah, we are. There you go.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And, you know, he caught the acting bug even more than we thought he would.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been exciting to see other kids come in and look really scared. We've had children come to audition who, when they got up in front of the group, were so afraid to even say their name, they would, like, cry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They would just be terrified. And we've had kids come in who were insistent they didn't want a speaking part. Give me anything. Mm. Just, I don't want to have any lines. And we'll be halfway into the rehearsal process when they'll come up and it'll be, Miss Jen, I think maybe I would be okay with maybe one or two lines. And
mm-hmm.
to see their confidence grow and to see their abilities grow. Because once they are given a chance, they can... they learn from each other, which is fun to watch. They mentor each other because we have such a wide age range that the older kids will take the younger ones under their wing and really help them. But just being given the chance allows them to lose some of their fears and inhibitions
mm-hmm.
and test their wings a little bit and
mm-hmm.
see what they can do, because in acting, it's really a leap of faith. You don't know whether you can do that in front of people until you try.
Right, right. Now, you mentioned a wide age range. What is that age range of youth that you work with?
We go from age 8 up to age 17.
Okay. So that would be elementary through high school.
That's right.
Now, what are the you mentioned Providence Creek Academy and Smyrna Opera House. What is their role in the partnership? What function do they serve?
Well, it's very different with the two organizations. Like I said, we started out at the Opera House with the David Keller, who was the managing director of the program at the time. And we sort of forged a partnership that we would perform our shows there, and they would take the ticket sales. Mm-hmm. And that would allow us a place to perform without having the financial resources to rent a facility because we were brand new. And for the first 4 years of our operation, we did all our shows at the Smyrna Opera House. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the Smyrna Opera House has gone through a lot of changes during that time because during those 4 years, there were five different directors of the program. So things kept changing direction a little bit. And right now, the current direction the Opera House is moving in is sort of away from a full involvement in the arts and a little bit toward managing their facility as, you know, rental facility, mm-hmm. Which tends to tie up their calendar. And we've always had a partnership with Providence Creek Academy from the beginning where they provided, at the time we started, they did not have a drama program. Mm. And so we were able to forge a relationship with them where their students could participate in Young Actors Guild shows at no cost in exchange for us being able to use rehearsal space at Providence Creek Academy. So we sort of filled in the gap for them during that time when they didn't have a drama program of their own, which now they do again, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And they have a new head of school who is moving things in a very arts-oriented direction. Providence Creek has been a very successful charter school. They score very highly academically. And Denise Stouffer, their new head of school, really credits that to the vigorous arts involvement they have. They also host the Providence Creek Ballet Theater there. So they're really trying to establish themselves as a community center for the arts in addition to just serving their own students. They have a lot of outreach going on and want to be able to use their resources to benefit the community and not just their student body. So it really goes along well with our mission. And so we are in the process of really tightening up our partnership with them to help them build that program so we can reach our mutual goals.
Hmm. Well, I want to continue in this vein, but let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Jennifer Meekins, founder and board member of Young Actors Guild from the Smyrna-Clayton area. Jennifer, I'm organizing this kind of a program for the last 5 years and engaging that many youth clearly involves a core of adults. What does that group look like? Where does that supervision come from? Who are the adults involved in this program?
Well, as with any new startup organization, you're going to have a certain amount of turnover. There's a lot of time investment on the part of board members at this phase in our operation because we're new and not completely as established as we hope to be in the near future. The first 5 years has been a time of intense growth, a lot of learning, and we've had some people move out of the area, so we've taken on new board members. But we've had a pretty steady core of dedicated volunteers, and we put it all on the line for the program to keep it going forward for the sake of the participants because we've gotten such positive feedback. And they represent a wide range of the community. Our current president is a public school teacher in Middletown at MOT Charter.
Mm-hmm.
And our vice president was former employee of the Smyrna Opera House, managing things there, and she did such a bang-up job that when she left, I asked her if she wanted to keep on going with us, slightly less pay, as in none, and she was enthusiastic to join us, too, and we continue to bring on new and very enthusiastic adults who are very passionate about the arts and about serving the kids in the community, and they're a lot of fun to work with.
Now, who do you get to serve on the artistic teams for these productions, the director, musical director, and so on?
For the most part, almost without exception, the directors for these shows are pulled from the board.
Okay.
That is something else that we hope to move away from so much in the next 5 years. Not that we don't love doing it, mm-hmm. but we would like to see more involvement from others as we grow. But pretty much we take turns directing and volunteering in various capacities. We also have a lot of dedicated parent volunteers who are always willing to step up, even if it means learning as they go. But they jump right in and help out with building sets or helping to head up the costume design team or serve as stage manager or what have you. Because everyone is ready to get invested. When the kids are having a good time, the parents want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we've seen that time and time again, that as new kids come in, the parents come in too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, for a particular production, is it the board who selects which plays, musicals to do, or how does that selection process work?
Well, it's kind of funny because, as I said, for the most part, the directors have been board members, but
mm-hmm.
The directors are the ones that propose the show,
mm-hmm. okay.
and then the board approves or not.
Got it. Okay.
What the show will be. So when we have had some directors who were not members of the board, they've just come to us with their proposal for the
mm-hmm.
show, or we ask them to bring a couple of ideas, and then we select which one we think is most workable, and vote on that and go from there.
Okay. What does the rehearsal process look like for a particular production? How many weeks, and how often do the students, the youth, come together in rehearsal?
Well, we usually rehearse 3 nights a week for about an hour and a half. Although this fall we're experimenting with a little bit of a different schedule, doing two-hour rehearsals twice a week
mm-hmm.
instead, to kind of see if that will work and free up some nights for these kids because they're super scheduled and busy.
Mm-hmm.
How the rehearsals run is largely determined by the director, how they want to operate things. Musicals will usually take longer because there's the extra component of learning the songs
mm-hmm.
and choreography.
Mm-hmm.
So our rehearsal run will be anywhere between 8 and 12 weeks for a show.
Okay. Now, I would assume the range of students involved is considerable. Some youth are participating because it's an activity that's they enjoy. Others may have more of a serious consideration for musical theater or theater as a career path, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate? Do you have that range of students?
Yes, we do. We've had some very talented theater kids come through our group who have practiced on us and gone
mm-hmm.
on to bigger and better things, which
mm-hmm.
is really exciting to see, to go see some of the so-called graduates of our program off in adult theater companies
mm-hmm.
in the area, and see their talent grow, and to know that they're really motivated to continue in that vein and pursue that potentially as a career. And the exposure to those kids for the other kids is inspiring and fun and educational, and it elevates everyone's game
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
when those bright stars come through.
Now, it's a fairly young program, being 5 years old.
Right.
Is it too soon for some of those who have gone through the program and gone on to come back and talk about the program and what it meant for them in their early years?
No, we've actually had one of our past participants came back and directed for us.
Oh, okay.
Last fall, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
My son, like I said, who was my mm-hmm. motivation for starting the program, is off at college now
mm-hmm.
on a theater scholarship, and he came back and was an intern for us at our summer camp last year
mm-hmm.
and loved working with the kids and found that really rewarding. And we had another serve as assistant director on our musical last spring. So we've had a lot of those come back and serve in that capacity, which is exciting for the younger kids who grew up working with those older kids to see them come back, but to see them come back as adults now.
Right, right, and have a whole different perspective on them because of the experiences they've gained since.
Right.
Yeah, interesting. Now, I'm curious, you've alluded to it. In the 5 years you've been involved with this, what are some of the lessons that you've learned or the board has learned about a new organization, whether it be an arts organization or not? What are some of the challenges that you've faced?
A lot of the challenges we've faced is, besides learning how to work as a board, is policy.
Mm-hmm.
Policy,
mm-hmm.
policy, policy, policy. Mm-hmm. Get it written down and agree on how you're going to handle certain situations. And unfortunately, and I'm not sure there's much of a way to get around it, sometimes those situations come up before you realize you need to have a policy
mm-hmm.
for it.
Yeah.
And so, fortunately, we haven't gotten ourselves into any situations that were wholly negative,
mm-hmm.
but challenging, where we, you know, lessons in communicating with each other better, remembering that certain things need to be decided as a board instead of individuals,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and a lot of forgiving each other when
mm-hmm.
we,
mm-hmm.
you know, our enthusiasm oversteps our brains, mm-hmm. which I think is probably pretty common when you get into the arts. Creativity comes first and logic
right.
often comes second.
Right.
So that's where the getting it down on paper
right. yeah.
and planning ahead for eventualities that you think might not come, because they probably will.
Right. Well, as I've often said, running an organization is much different than simply putting on a show, and I think that's where the growing pains come out. But it sounds like you're doing some wonderful work. Before I have to sign off, I just want to remind our listeners, you can learn more about the Young Actors Guild at youngactorsguild.net. Jennifer Meekins, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.